Where are we now?
We are now at Sri Dandabhanga Lila Bhumi of Sriman Gauranga Mahaprabhu.
And Sri Sriman Sachinandan Maharaj is speaking to us on this holy day of Purnima. This is Purnima, I think.
Disqualified servant.
This is Purnima today. Posh Purnima.
Pusha Purnima.
Pusha Purnima, very auspicious.
Actually,
so we're in a temple, so you can tell us about the...
Yes, Maharaj. Actually, right in front of us, we can see the deities of the Supreme Lordship, Sri Jagannath Baladev, Subhadra, Sri Sudarshan, and Lord Madhav Dev and Lakshmi Saraswati. This is exactly how their lordships are worshipped at Sri Jagannath Puri, in the main temple. And there's an interesting story behind these deities. In fact, prior to the life-size deities of the Supreme Lordships, the Supreme Lordships in form of Jagannath Baladev, Subhadra and Sudarshan are also worshipped here. And those deities, smaller deities in size, they were carved out of the same particular tree which has been used for the construction of the new deities of the Supreme Lordship Jagannath Baladev, Subhadra and Sudarshan. As one knows it, it's a fact that once in 12 or 24 or 8 years, when there will be twin months of Ashada falls together, in that auspicious year, the new deities of their Supreme Lordships are carved out, Navakalevara. And in a particular tree, one sees the reflection of Sankha Chakra Gada Padma, those particular branches are taken in the midst of Harinam and Jagannath Jayadhuni. So from that particular tree, after the deities are carved, the remaining parts are buried in the burial ground of the temple of Sri Jagannath Puri. But some of the sevaks, those who are engaged in these great services, they keep something secretly in order to please their, clients. So once a sevak, he could save some part of that sacred root from that particular tree used for the construction of the Supreme Lordships, and carved out smaller deities of Jagannath Baladev, Subhadra and Sudarshan. But surprisingly, very often he got instruction in the dream that you did not did a fair job. This is not the way. So you had taken shelter of your mind. So I should not be worshipped like this. And nor you can take me out of the dham. If you take me out of the dham, in that case, a pure devotee of mine, who is your Sadguru, he should have instructed you. But in your case, neither of these has happened. So you do one thing. Just look at any ashram located in the dham, and wherever you are satisfied, and place me over there, where you develop confidence, because I am remaining within you as super soul. I will inspire you where that
place is.
So the pandas, the sevaks of Lord Jagannath, when often they got this instruction in a dream, they were a bit scared. Then once, in a car, they hold the deities and kept talking of the smaller deities. And how these deities came, there's a link. That's why I'm saying first.
Oh.
That deities we had seen in other temple.
I haven't seen.
We'll see now.
Yeah.
So then, carrying those deities, they continue to locate the ashrams. And they said me 18 days they spent in locating different ashrams of Puri. But they were not satisfied anywhere. So once they came here, that time it was at the preliminary stage. So they were...
You were staying here?
That time I was linked, but I was not staying. I was staying at Bhubaneswar.
Overseeing?
Yeah, I was overseeing. And some devotees were there, some full-timer devotees. So somehow their dealings pleased them very much. They felt that here perhaps their lordships desired to stay. So collecting my address at once the next day...
You were an Aryan Vasi? You were born in Aryan Vasi?
Yeah. So at Bhubaneswar...
You're Brahmin? Brahmin also?
Well, I'm Kshatriya, Karan, Kayastha.
Very good.
So what happened? Next day in the dawn, they came to my residence at about 4 o'clock, knocked the door.
The pandas from the
pandas. When I opened the door, I was surprised to see the pandas. I said, how the pandas from Sri Jagannath Puri came to me? So they narrated me the whole thing. They said, we are inspired to request you please take care of the deities. They would like to stay over there. So when they said me, I was totally baffled. I could not decide what to do. So then when they explained me, I gave them some money. He said, no, we have not come to sell the deities. It's an offense. I said, being pandas, they are talking like this, because most of the pandas ask for money.
Chamatkar.
So I was totally surprised. So I requested them at least to accept the taxi fare. Great reluctantly, they accepted 500 rupees. Then the very morning, I just carrying the deities, I came here. First, then they were worshipped in that. Then what happened? Among the devotees here, one of the young boy, he also came across an unusual sense. He saw in the dream that the smaller deities want to come in life-size form. So there is a sadhu, he is now 94 years old. He is the direct descendant of Sivananda Sen, the other eternal associate of Sriman Mahaprabhu.
Mm-hmm.
He was never married. He is the one who brought us here to Dandabhanga Dham. So we just inform him that the boy is talking like this. Is a, then he said, I will ask to Radha Vinod Beri, because he is the servant of Radha Vinod Beri, where Sachidananda Bhakti Vinod Thakur composed most of his poems, self-manifested deity. So he said that they want to come in life-size form. Then our headache started, where we'll get the tree? So we continue to look at the tree. Then we
has
had
to be neem tree or what?
Neem, pure neem. Then our boys, the ashram devotees, they had located a place which is situated at a place which is not approachable. It is not accessible. Because
the tree, they found a tree, but you
found in a
couldn't
village,
get to it.
But that village is not accessible. One cannot go by by motorcycle or even by cycle. And one has to go by the country-made boat. Then certain distance one has to walk in the midst of the, the paddy field. Then one could reach. When they reached ultimately that site, they saw a huge neem tree is worshipped by the villagers. They came to realize that during dawn and dusk, arati is taking place. So they heard a great devotee of the Supreme Lord Jagannath called Balaram Das. So that Balaram Das, 500 years back,
he wrote some. Didn't he write the Rian Bhagavatam or something? Or
that's no, he's Jagannath Das.
Oh, yes.
He wrote Dandi Ramayana. It's a popular Ramayana in Oriya. And he's a great devotee of Lord. So he, in fact, had planted that particular tree. And while planting, he put some hings powder at the root and gave the prophecy that 500 years after, their supreme lordships will come out of this and to only worship in the dham. So that's a huge tree. So then our boys had gone, and those who are hereditarily engaged in, those who carve the deities of Lord Jagannath.
Stapatis.
Stapatis from that line. So we had decided, we paid the money to the villagers, just for some Lord services, and then we took it. Then that Stapatis, he had made a condition that he will make 4 wooden log out of that, the remaining part of the trees he will keep with him, because he may make more deities and to sell public something of this idea. Anyway, so he brought this entire look to his place, the Sapstapati's place. Then 4 locks were there, meant for the Supreme Lord, Sri Jagannath, Baldev, Subhadra, Sudarshan, and also one small lock for Lord Madhavdev. So me and one of my god brothers from Australia, called Jagdish Pandit Prabhu. So after days passed, we had decided to go to the Sthapati's place and bring those locks in a clean truck to our ashram site, so the Sthapati's will come here and carve the deities. So with this idea we had started. Then that god brother, he has started driving a Tata Estate, a long car. Gurudev used to. But surprisingly, that was the day when the torrential rain was continuing. And what a great surprise, the moment he started driving the car, two of his wheels just fell inside a ditch. And he said that Sachidananda Prabhu, nothing can do except a crane. But how great is the Lord? My hairs get erected when I remember of this. How great is the Lord? When Jagdish Pandit Prabhu and myself, we try just artificially immediately like a flower it came out.
Oh God.
So we thought there's something divine.
Special power.
Something special power. Then we had gone, we bought new cloth for the supreme deities, to bring the locks. and we bought lot of flowers worth about 1,000 rupees, and then we went to the place of this sthapati. But to our great surprise, lot of crowds were there. It was torrential rain and lightning, but ecstatic sankirtan was going on. We wanted to know what is the reason. So they said us, both of us, that the log meant for the Supreme Lord Jagannath, it was wrapped up by a cobra, big cobra. And cobra was in this position. So they, out of devotion, offered a plate of milk. That milk plate was there. But cobra didn't touch it. But out of scare, they did not go. So when I heard of it, I said, let the cobra bites me. So with a bucket of Ganga water, I just got in. Then the cobra got disappeared. We could not find cobra. But the kind of fragrance we got it, it is so divine. It can only be felt. It cannot be expressed in worldly language. It's so divine fragrance.
It's the fragrance of Balaram's body. Anathashesh.
I can't imagine, Maharaj, the fragrance. Really, it is unique and divine. Then we brought the wooden
log. First, Balaram has to come before Krishna comes.
Yeah.
So Anathashesh came, wrapped around the log, which would become Krishna, right, Jagannath. Right. Then he did it. He did his service, and then he left, and now right. Jagannath can manifest.
So after the wooden logs in this way came, Maharaj, then after days passed, one of the young boy, he is called Kesava. That time he was too young. So he always tell me, he is of the nature to say something, always something miracle. That is, I am seeing in the dream, Prabhupada is walking with Gurudev and that at the feet of Lord Jagannath. This, all this, he talks like this. Sometimes I get bit, So once
disbelieving.
Yeah. Once in the dawn, I was chanting, soon after Mangalarti, I was chanting, he came. He said, I saw this dream. So I said, I will beat you. Go. Don't disturb me while chanting.
No dreams for now.
I chant. Then after 2 hours, I called him. I said, okay, what do you saw in the dream? He said, I saw in dream, Lord Baladev appeared to me. And he told, with your mundane earthly intelligence, you think we are wooden logs. You must know one who is the Almighty, my brother Jagannath, he can appear in wooden form, he can appear in infinite way, in many ways. So look at what you are doing. You are just keeping us in a room and sweeping the room, that's all. But we are eaten up by white ants. Have you ever seen? So you see. So when he told me, I told, okay, we'll see. I didn't take it, I took it casually. It's a dream. Then after few hours, because they are too much, the weight was too much. One could not, even 10 people could not carry it. So, could not move it. Then we called some workers, because they are limited devotees. And all of us, when started moving the logs, we found, to our greatest surprise, at the bottom part, they were eaten up by white ants. So, we are very much scared. I said, what the boy is saying is true. Then, immediately to that old saint, he's a very quite advanced personality, we reported him. Then he said, I will ask Vinod Bihari. I can't say. Here the handwriting manuscripts of Bhakti Vinod Thakur also. Grandfather and Bhakti Vinod Thakur are two intimate friends. So then he said that they want to come in life-size form. And when the deities came on that day, he became so much ecstatic. He said, Jagannath in his fullest, way, he's manifested over there as much as in Sri Mandir of Puri.
Since
so let's say we have the provision, like in Puri, inside Lord Jagannath deity, Nabi Brahma is there. In Puri, Nabi Brahma, the second novel of Krishna. But instead, we have the provision of Shalagram, Krishna Shila.
Well, Nabi Brahma, they say that's actually the belly button.
That is the novel of Krishna. That's the popular belly, because during that Navakalavar day, one of the blindfolded priests with folding hand, because he's not allowed to see or feel, so he has to move and bring this naval from the old deities and place in the new deities. Then the old deities are buried inside the burial ground.
Some well or something.
So instead of that, because that is unique only to Puri Mandir, Nabi Brahma cannot be split to many. So instead we have the provision of Krishna Shila, Vasudev Shila, all four different Shilas. Shalagram Shila. And this is also, this is 12-arm form. This is now a
12-arm form of Gauranga.
Yeah, that is now a disputed. Many persons put this question about the authenticity, which they say that nowhere it is mentioned, but there is bona fide scriptural evidence to this. In Chaitanya Mangala, written by Lochan Das Thakur, Mahaprabhu is showing his 12-armed form to Lord Nityananda Prabhu. It is stated first he showed his 6-armed form, then 4-armed form of Narayana. Then in Nama, you know, he has come to distribute the holy name. So the Nama Mudra and Jnana Mudra, this 12-armed form. So this Haridasan Babaji Maharaj, the saint I was talking about, he felt that Mahaprabhu desired to come in 12-armed form. And when the deity has been installed, that day also the kind of prasadam was prepared. 36, but not only 36 varieties, but those who had taken it, they felt that for the first time they had such divine feelings after taking prasadam. But many, you know, all cannot go deep to the Shastra. That is why, in order to avoid unnecessary confusion, begging apology at the divine lotus feet of Sriman Mahaprabhu, we want to shift him to our temple office. Because people can refer about the six-armed form of Mahaprabhu. He had shown to Maharaj Pratap Rudradev, to that illiterate
Sadhuj,
to the Brahmin of South India. So there, he has shown it, but it needs something, you know, deeper realization to see that. So everybody cannot.
Who are the different forms? There's 12. There's Krishna and Ram and.
Yeah, this is Krishna, the flute. Then Ram holding bow and arrow.
Yes.
Then Gauranga Mahaprabhu, Kamandalu. This is Kamandalu and Japamala. Then a Kamandalu and Danda Kamandalu.
Yes.
As Sachitana Ashtaka Committee stated, Durjana Kalma Sakhandana Dandam Tang Pranamami Sri Sachitanayam. This gone six. Then Narayana Sankha Chakra Gada Padma.
Narayana.
So this is 10. Then this Nama Mudra, the Jnana Mudra and Nama. This is giving the holy name.
Another form of.
This is holy name. Chanting.
So there's two forms of Gauranga then.
Yeah. This is for Jnana, this is for Prem. So that is how that 12-armed form.
This is Jnana Mudra.
This is someone also chanting the finger, you know, like holy name of the Lord.
And this is giving Prem.
Yeah. This is Asirvad Mudra. I mean, souring prem.
What's the name of this mudra?
Asirvad mudra.
Oh, Asirvad, blessings.
Yeah, blessings.
Yeah. In this case, Prem Purushottam is giving the blessings of prem.
Yeah.
And with some Mayavadi sannyasi, then they're giving you Brahma Sayuja Asirvad.
Yeah.
You know, some Mayavadi sannyasi, they go like this also.
They also do it like this.
But they're not giving prem, they're giving Brahma Sayuja Asirvad.
But those who are devotees, they also, pure devotees, they also bless it like this.
Yes.
So we were following the tradition of Puri, like in Puri, Madhav Dev is there, and Lakshmi Saraswati in the main altar of Jagannath Puri. The same thing we are following here. This Lord Sibaji is also another interesting story. Our website explained everything. Kiran has set on our website. And this Sibaji is actually what happened, one of the resident devotees of this ashram, he had been to a place called Cuttack, that is further from Bhubaneswar, for some ashram business. Then after finishing his business, he got boarded inside the bus for his return journey to Dandamanga, Avadham. So at that time, a junior police officer, he's from a far off place called Nayagad, he had come to report himself at the police headquarters at Cuttack because of some government business. But he was basically a devotee of Lord Shiva. He had a great desire to erect a Shiva temple at his place of work called Nayagad. So after finishing his official business, he took out his police uniform and in civil dress, he had gone to Gadgadiya Ghat where Mahaprabhu had his holy dip at Cuttack. And that's the Shiva temple is there. So in this way, he had gone to that Gadgadiya Ghat and while preparing himself to take holy dip inside the water, he could hear the conversation between a lady and the chief priest of that temple. And the theme of the conversation was there during Sravana Masa. Many devotees of Lord Shiva carrying the holy water, they walk for hundreds of miles to just put the water over the Shivalingam. Such that lady who was talking to that priest, he came a year before to collect the holy water and to join the group of devotees to walk with them to Bhubaneswar or Puri, to Lord Shiva's place and to town. But while in the inside the water, she found a floating Shivalingam, that is this.
Floating?
Floating. So she was surprised to see that a weighty thing is floating, so she could get it. Then she thought, I got Lord Shivaji, so what is the use of going for this year? So I got Shivaji. So she brought Shivaji back to her home. But she has been instructed in dream also that this is not my place. Take me to my place. I won't want to stay here. But both the husband and wife, they became over greedy to keep Shivaji's. Then Shivaji's told them, you are acting as per your mind, not as per our desire. You will face problem. Then there are some problem taken place. Then the lady was scared. Then he came to the chief priest and narrated the whole thing and said, you please take care of the deities. So the chief priest said, why should I take the risk? I don't know where they want to stay. So you got them from water, put them in the water. So this policeman, up till now who had all these things, he came out and made a request. He told, would you kindly give it? No. So both of them agreed. Let the risk be handled by him. So we all are fit. So in that psychology, they agreed. So he hold this. Then he was sitting in the Katak. So our devotee Bijoy, he's standing there. He went to Bhubaneswar. At Bhubaneswar, from Katak, that bus came to Bhubaneswar bus stand. Bhubaneswar Bijoy got boarded into the bus. And incidentally, it is providential arrangement. Bijoy sat next to that police officer. Because someone sitting next to him, he got up and got down at Bhubaneswar. So a space remains vacated. So Bijoy occupied. Then both of them, and that police officer was coming to Puri to have Jagannath Darshan, then to go back to his place of work, where he had the desire to construct a Shiva temple. So they talked among themselves. Then Bijoy could realize that he received the Shivalingam in this way. So he requested that policeman to bring it to our ashram. He was totally reluctant. But he developed a desire to visit our ashram. When he came here, then he wanted to talk to me. Bijoy phoned me. Then that policeman talked to me. So he said that I will meditate, and if Lord Shivaji instructs me, I will do that. So after an hour, he phoned to me, and he became so emotional, I cannot express. He says, it is Shivaji's personal clear-cut desire to be here. And I'm fortunate to talk to you. And he told me so much of things to this animal. Then he kept it over here and also gave a lot of fruits and other things for. So he also, that's why we had the plan to build. Here he is known as Siddheshwar Mahadev. We have a plan.
Siddheshwar Mahadev.
We have a plan to build a temple.
He'll give you Prem City.
Yeah,
perfection of Prem.
Vaishnavana Jatha Sambhu.
Yeah, because we worship Shiva and Vrindavan as Gopishwar.
Yeah, yeah.
Gopishwar Mahadev. So I thought maybe you were worshiping as Gopishwar, but he's Siddheshwar.
Yeah.
The controller of perfection. And our perfection is Prem.
Yeah. Yeah.
Prema Pamartha Mahan.
Yeah.
This is very fortunate for
Prema
us.
Prema Pamartha Mahan.
Then Ananta is there, Ananta Shesh is there, Azishtadev. And then we can pray to Siddheshwar that our life can become perfect. Attaining the Prem Seva, Radha Krishna Yuga, and Vrindavan.
Yeah.
It's wonderful. I feel that way. I don't have to go anywhere else.